SARadio.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through June 6th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply, see coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Great to have everybody with us. Thanks for joining us. It's all about bucket strategy investing, at least for this particular hour. We're going to jump headfirst and headlong into yet another broadcast day. Now, for a segment or two, I'm Johnny Dean, by the way. Thanks for joining us. Who's this guy? Brand new listener, right? Brand new viewer. This hour, for a segment or two anyway, we're going to be talking about planning for inflation in retirement. Or at least planning for the effects of inflation and how it could possibly affect your portfolio. Now, of course, if you look at it, you look at the data, you should know. Officially, we've had almost no inflation to speak of for the past several years. But that does not mean that we're not going to see any going forward. If you're on a fixed income, inflation can really hurt. Prices go up, and of course, you know, you don't get a raise because you're on a fixed income. So how to deal with, how to plan for inflation. We'll also relate it back to some of this 4% rule that we were talking about yesterday and the day before. So it all ties neatly together. That's coming up here with Professor Rick Plum in just a couple of moments. Now, you can call us with your questions, 877-PLANNER. Lines are wide open. So light them up. Give the Brain Trust a call, 877-752-6637. Spells out PLANNER. We got emails too. You go over to wealthed.com, you click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We'll answer those questions here on the program. Our top brain trust dog, it's our advisor in chief, Professor Rick Plum, here with us again today, courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group. Top dog, head honcho. I got to memorize that. The big cheese, the top dog, the head honcho. Whatever you are.
What is this, airplane?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember, and I should know. I'm really kind of ashamed that I don't have that memorized. Okay, but here's what I'm telling you about, though, all right? Yeah, you need to get a strategy. We're going to talk about this today. You need a strategy that addresses your needs, your goals, and one that aims to anticipate what might go wrong during your distribution phase of retirement. Like what? Maybe inflation? Even a little bit can add up over the years. As we've shown many times, things can change quickly. You can call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this particular number, 800-644-1150. Talk to any of them about your financial future. Get your bucket strategy put together. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. We would love to hear from you on the air. Doesn't matter what your topic is, your financial topic, you call us, ask us about your whatever it is, your Social Security, your insurance, your life insurance, your property, your home values, whatever it is. You call and we will talk to you about it. 877-PLA-NNER. So, Professor Plum, this week we were talking about the last day or two, withdrawal rates. 4%, is 4% safe? Is it a good way to do it? But, you know, years ago, it was closer. Financial advisors and pundits, whatever, said that you could take as much as 6% out of your portfolio.
That was a common way of looking at it back in the 70s and the 80s even. And it wasn't until the 90s that Mr. Benjamin redid the thing and redid the analysis and said 4.5% was the new norm, the new what they call safe max withdrawal rate. He talks about that. And part of it was because, and then with the later, now Mr. Benjamin had not redone the information, and other scholars have taken up the charge and said, well, given today's expected interest rates, where they are today, historical lows, given today's expected performance of the stock markets going forward, 4.5%, 4% is just an unreasonable distribution rate if you want a fairly high amount of certainty that the portfolio will last. And so they've lowered it to as low as 1.9. And it's curious, though, when you look back at historical times, when the 4.5% guideline, not rule, actually failed, was it because of low interest rates? We've had low interest rates, maybe not quite this low. We've had low interest rates at many times in our history. When Mr. Benjamin redid his research, it went all the way back to 1926. So we've had some low interest rate environments through the 50s and the 60s, and it wasn't in those periods of times that we had real issues with the distribution rules. It was in high inflationary periods of time where we had a lot of inflation, and we may have had good market returns at the same time, but inflation pushed our expenses up very high. And even though we didn't have an inflation after that, our expenses were already very high, and it was difficult for the portfolio to keep up that type of a distribution. And when interest rates then came down, we didn't have the money backing it up to maintain those inflation rates. Inflation is one of those areas, as John mentioned, it just isn't thought of that much anymore. And where people do think about it is in medical and health. And for retirees, that is a big consideration. So how do you go about planning for? What should you be expecting? And how do you create? We talk about modeling out your potential income needs through retirement. Well, if I'm retired today and I know what my budget is today, how do I know what it's going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I'm 65, I'm retired. It's not my first year of retirement. I'm not in the transition zone where I really don't know what my budget is. I've been retired for a couple of years. I know what my budget is. I know what we do. I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I got a pretty good handle on what it is, but what will it be in the future? Not because I expect my spending to change dramatically, but what is inflation going to do to my expense needs? And what is it going to do to the incomes that I currently have coming in? Maybe I have a pension. Does it have a cost of living allowance? Maybe I have Social Security. Does it have a cost of living allowance? Didn't last year. Will it this year? Well, if you're expecting a big bump in your check, maybe you should change your expectations. Because we've got to look and try to make some reasonable assessment of what actually may happen, both to the expense side and the income side that we have got going on.
All right, so you know, we haven't had inflation. You look back. I mean, even what little bit that we had, if you go back to what we saw 30, 35 years ago, obviously it's nothing close to that.
Well, yeah, now, inflation in the 80s, late 80s, or early 80s, late 70s,
late 70s
was like
15%
a year CPI.
Yeah, it was quite large, and of course a big part of that had to do with the fact that energy prices were high, and we were completely dependent on oil, and we had no way to transition out of it quickly. So what happened was everything started costing more, and that's what you got. But now it's tough to convince people, I think, that, you know, you're going to have to account for inflation a little bit later on down the road, because they say, look, you know, I mean, what's going up? Healthcare.
Right, but healthcare doesn't generally take a giant leap until later in life, and usually where we really see the big spike in the cost of healthcare. I'm talking about the budget cost, not just the cost of an aspirin or something. It's in the last 2 or 3 years of an individual's life. And at that point, we don't need to provide 30 years worth of income. Maybe we do for a spouse, though. So that's what we have to look at. There's a lot of things that go into consideration when you're trying to figure out how to bring inflation into the picture for down the road. Because the reality is, and what I've noticed, and this is not a scientific overview. This is just what I've noticed over the 20 plus years of watching retirees manage their money through retirement, is that the biggest part of inflation isn't coming from inflation itself. It's not coming from a CPI or a cost of goods sold increasing in value. The biggest spike I see in individual spending comes from them spending more money on things they hadn't thought about spending to begin with. Traveling more, doing more with the grandkids, doing more things in retirement than they thought they were going to do in the first place.
You mean raising the amount of their outgo, you're
right.
saying?
The reason their budget went up wasn't because of inflation. It was because they did more things. They had a different retirement than they thought they were going to have, a more expensive one. But once they got that idea, once they got their spending where they thought it would be, it didn't really increase very much over the next 15, 20 years. It was what it was.
So you're saying there was a spike early on.
Right at the beginning.
Right, because
right
all of a sudden
transition zone.
Yeah, you had a budget set, but you haven't done this yet, and you start going off, and you're doing traveling, you're doing whatever it is you're doing.
You took the 70% rule. You said, okay, I've been making $100,000 a year. That means I need $70,000 in retirement. But you forgot that while you were working, you didn't travel,
while you were working, you didn't, you know, go out and spend money here. You didn't golf as much. You didn't pick your hobby poison in this respect.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you find out, well, I've got a lot of time on my hands, and I don't want to spend all of it gardening. Or if I am going to garden, I'm going to redo the entire yard like nobody's business, and that costs money at times. And so right, that transition period,
yes,
from, and that's where I see the biggest spike in a budget, which is not an inflationary spike. But then what happens is people get used to their retirement. They get used to what's going on. And now the income stays about the same. Now,
even though it's at a higher level than they
originally
planned, it doesn't go up from there.
Right. So the problem isn't necessarily the inflation. Now, I did come into the industry after, you know, the 82,
yes,
83,
yeah,
81,
yeah,
huge, huge inflation. But, you know, I started, you know, looking at individuals, observing this in the late 80s,
yeah,
you know, mid to late 80s, 86, 87. And for a lot of people, it's still the same way. Once they get into retirement and they get comfortable with what they're doing in retirement, the budget doesn't actually dramatically increase with inflation. And it's not just because we don't have a lot of inflation. It's because people tend to get older. And as they get older, with the exception of medical expenses, they don't spend as much money on things. They slow down when they're in their 80s and later. They slow down. They don't drive as much. Gosh, I hope that when they're 90 plus, they're not driving as much.
Well, they aren't, but they're always driving in front of me.
Yeah, and well,
if you want to know where they are, that's where they are. All right? They're always going 23 miles an hour. Doesn't matter. On the freeway or in their driveway, that's how fast they go. All right, we got to take a break. 877-PLAN, we're going to talk more. But we got lines open. Anything you want to talk about, whatever money issues, the Brain Trust is standing by, ready to talk to you. 877-PLA-NNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
There it is. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, hey, here to answer your questions. Whatever your money question is, we can handle it for you. We will talk to you about it. If you have questions, I said, on Social Security, or you got questions on inflation, retirement, saving for college, saving for retirement. What about your withdrawal rate? You got Roth IRA questions. We're going to be talking about those a little bit later on. Anything that's on your mind, you give us a call. We've got phone lines open right now to answer your questions. 877-PLANNER. So, Professor Plum, we're talking a little bit about inflation here and why it's an important issue. We've had very little, in fact, almost none to speak of, certainly over the last, you know, since probably the last 7-8 years. And if you look back as historically going back even, you know, to the late 80s, we've had really very little inflation at all.
And the question and, also is, just because the CPI says that we have a change in price, does that really mean that my budget has had the same change in price? Maybe my budget changed at a higher rate because of the things that I spend money on weren't as, you know, weren't represented in the basket of goods and services. Or maybe my spending didn't go up because I didn't spend what was in that. I didn't, you know, have rent. I have a fixed mortgage, or I don't have a mortgage at all. And so it just because they say that the CPI changed, and year over year through the middle of April, it was a 1.1% increase from 2015. Mm-hmm. Did my budget change by exactly 1.1%? Probably not. So that's another issue.
Yeah, it is. It you know, they say, well, prices aren't going up. You ask somebody back, you know, when oil was $140 a barrel, and gasoline prices across the country were $3.50, $4, $5 in some places, ask them about inflation, they'll say, hey, I drive for a living. You want to talk to me about inflation? It's killing my business. So you got to plan for it. Now, one of the problems when you're retired is, of course, oftentimes you're living on a fixed income. You know, you might have a pension, but it's not going to give you
a private sector pension without a cost of living allowance.
Right, exactly. You get a certain amount, and you figured on taking a certain amount out, and then you find out 5, 6, 7 years later that all of a sudden you're having trouble making ends meet, whatever it is, or it just doesn't go as far. Or you're living on Social Security, and you do get a COLA, but the COLA, once again, is based on certain CPI numbers, and it may not keep up.
Which may or may not accurately reflect, you know, what you're doing. And that's what, you know, CPI, they've had a couple different CPI baskets. I mean, what they do is they take a basket of goods and services that they think represents what the average person where? Across the United States?
There are different average persons.
They've come up with the CPI for workers, the CPI for this, the CPI for that. And they came up with one called the CPI-E, which basically stood for experimental, although they tried to make it stand for elderly. And it really showed a very significantly much higher cost increase than the other, typically than any of the other CPIs, because it was very, very heavily weighted on medical and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And it's just not something we've seen so much with retirees, except for in the later parts of life.
So what do you do? Here's the thing. How do you combat this? You know, we are at some point, I think, going to see something higher than 0.05 rates of CPI inflation, you know, where we're all going to start seeing a little bit more. Prices are going to start going up. What are some ways to protect against it?
Well, it goes to show you that you do need to have assets in your portfolio that will potentially do well or historically have done well. We'll see what happens in the future with inflation. What types of assets do well when we have higher interest rates? It's not bonds unless we wait to buy them after interest rates have gone up. Then we buy. When interest rates are super high like they were in the 80s, one of the best investments you could have made was a long-term guarantee, you know, high-quality corporate or treasury bond, because that locked it in and you weren't worried about it going into default. But what else helps when inflation? What else goes up in value? Well, in the short run, if we have a quick bout of inflation, stocks get hit because profit margins get hit. But in the long run, stocks do okay with inflation. In the long run, real estate does well with inflation. So you're looking to have some component, not too much of it though, because both of those types of investments have either a significant amount of volatility or illiquidity associated with what's going on. And if I need my money anytime soon, I can't get to it because it may be down in value and or I just can't sell it right now. So we have to, you know, have a longer term time perspective with that. But what with inflation, that's fine because inflation doesn't necessarily hit us immediately right over the head. It takes a little while for us to realize that, you know, my budget just doesn't go as far as it used to. And so we have to have portfolios that do have assets that could potentially keep up with at least some amount of inflation, maybe even outpace some inflation.
We're talking about what? Like real estate?
Real estate
works?
And stocks in the long run. You know, they do.
Yeah.
When you have a lot of money, you know, because that's where inflation comes from, excess money, chasing the same number of stocks. Now, in the first part, they're going to go down. Time to buy. But then as it goes along, stocks have done well in inflationary periods of time.
So how does real estate, for example, help? Let's talk about how that for a couple minutes. About
rents go up.
How that helps. Yes.
Rents go up. Cash flow goes up. And cash flow is king. And when you're looking at large real estate properties, you buy it on the cash flow. And the cash flow is what drives the ultimate appreciation down the line. So cash flow is king in these areas. So if we have increasing rents, which is typical with high inflation, we're going to see increasing home values. We're going to see increasing property values, increasing real estate values. And so you got both sides of it, appreciation and a better income. So part of your portfolio needs to be set aside for that. In the way you model your income streams, you put an arbitrary number that you think inflation could potentially be. Right now, most advisors are using in the 2-3% range because we're expecting to continue with the inflation we have for a little while, maybe 5-6 years or so. But at some point, it'll catch up. And if it's only at 1% now and we're expecting 2 or 3, then we're overestimating in the short run. Maybe it'll catch up in the long run. But that's why you put an estimate in today and then periodically, annually, semi-annually, more likely annually or even every other year, you readjust your projection so that you can say, well, my budget is still this number, so we're still going to use that 2 or 3% inflation factor to determine what we need. Or my budget has gone up, now I need to reset it and basically, in our worlds, rebucketize and reset your parameters so that you have enough safe money to do what you need to do.
You mentioned buckets. Now, when we talk about a bucket strategy, you design it generally, you design them to combat or at least anticipate certain amounts of inflation. What sort of rates are we using here?
Well, anytime we're dealing with the future, we're anticipating all types of different rates of return and inflation. We're assuming a rate of return on different types of assets. Those assumptions will most likely be wrong. How wrong? Depends. So we're assuming an expected rate of return on stocks, bonds, real estate, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Those have to be adjusted as we go through and to see if we've exceeded or not, you know, come up to what we thought was. But inflation, we're making an assumption on inflation. And we're just assuming that we're going to have some inflation over time. And then we just have to redo those assumptions. Right now, we're using 2-3% expected inflation over time, annually going down the line. But we're not actually realizing that. So it helps pad the budget a little bit.
Yeah.
But if we go back to 4% inflation, then we're going to have to probably start redoing the numbers. Now, the other side of that is if we have 4% inflation, we would expect interest rates to go up as well. So where we expect a very low rate of return on a safe account, a bank account earning 1% or so, if we have 4% inflation, we expect bank accounts to go back up and earn a little bit more money too. The problem is we don't know that for a fact, but we have to assume that if interest rates do go up, interest rates will go up in a lot of different areas, not just one area, not just the cost.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly safe assumption. All right, 877 Planner, we got to take a break here. We got more to talk about. We're going to get some of your emails. Phone calls are encouraged. We got lines open right now. You can give us a call. We will take your phone calls and your emails when we come back. 877 Planner, our number. Any question you have, 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
You can. You can give us a call. 877-PLANNER. We got lines open right now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing, talking to you about all manner of finance and strategy and all that stuff. You give us a call. Lines are open right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll get your calls in just a second. If you want to email us, you can go to our website. That's wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H. wealthed.com. Got some more questions coming up. If we don't have time this hour, but maybe next hour on some of the Roth IRA topics that we didn't get to yesterday, talking a little bit about Roth. There was some confusion among a couple of people asking us about those. We'll get to that. I also had a question on interval funds. And in fact, you were talking about Social Security. The question came up on Medicare, Professor Plum, about whether or not Medicare Part B might be going up if it does go up.
Well, it probably will go up. It's based on a cost of living allowance.
What are we? Let's talk about where we are right now and how it could go up.
Well, we have a couple different prices for Medicare Part B. There is one price right now, just shy of $105 a month for anybody who was receiving their Social Security benefit and having their Medicare Part B premium taken out of their premium or out of their benefit prior to the end of last year. They're still paying $105 a month, $104.90. Now, anybody who signed up late, who signed up at 65 this year, signed up in December of last year, they're paying actually close to $125. They're paying $121.80 plus $3 surcharge, we can talk about that, for their Medicare Part B, because Medicare increased by about 17-18% year over year from 15 to 16. So they increased the premium. But if you are already having your premium withheld from your benefit, there's a rule that says the net check that you're receiving can't go down. The increase in the Medicare premium, if it's being withheld from your benefit check, can't exceed the cost of living allowance that you received on your check. Well, we didn't have a cost of living allowance last year. So for a lot of people, about 70% of the people that are currently on Medicare, they had their premium stay from year over year at the $104.90. Everybody else went to the $121 plus this crazy $3 surcharge thing.
Yeah.
Now, there's two different groups of people there. There's a third group of people that saw their premiums also go up, and that was anybody, whether they were having their premiums deducted or not, who is on Medicare right now, whose income was more than certain income thresholds, $85,000 for a single person, $170,000 for a married person, a year or two ago. They are the high-income premium Medicare people, and they get to pay an extra premium. Their premium increased on top of the $121 by another $48 to almost $270 a month per person that's receiving it. Now, I mentioned earlier, we're talking about inflation and the fact that we did not have a cost of living allowance on our Social Security last year. We do expect at least some amount of Social Security increase this year. However, do not expect to see much of that, and in many cases, any of that, cost of living allowance that you're going to be hearing about towards the end of this year as an increase in your benefit check from Social Security. Why is that? Early hints are saying that Medicare premiums will go up again. So instead of being $121.80, they may go up to $130, $135 or some number like that. Maybe only $128, who knows. So if you are on that old $104.90 limit, you're paying that. The cost of living benefit has to go up by enough to cover last year's increase in the Medicare premium, and it has to push it up enough for next year to cover this next year's cost of living increase. So you have to expect for the average Social Security recipient earning about $1,300 to $1,400 a month, you've got to expect a CPI of better than 3.5% to 4% to be able to see any increase in your actual benefit check, because any other increase will be eaten up by the increase in the Medicare premium.
Yeah, so the check might go up by a certain amount based on whatever cost of living adjustment there is.
But the net check won't.
The net check won't, because they're going to start taking more out for whatever reason for Medicare.
Medicare costs more. Medicare Part B is Medicare. When we pay the Medicare premiums that we pay on our paychecks, that 1.45 that we pay, 1.45 that our employer pays on every dime of income up to unlimited amounts of earned income. Mm-hmm. The self-employed people pay 2.9% of their net Schedule C profit. That Medicare premium that we're paying is to cover Medicare Part A. That's the hospital insurance and those things. But doctor's visits and other things, that's Medicare Part B. That's not covered by the Medicare Trust. That comes out of a premium that we pay every year. And that premium that we pay is what we're having withheld from our benefit check once we sign up for our Social Security. And so it's coming out, for most people, it comes out of their benefit check. For some people who have deferred taking their Social Security but need to sign up at 65 for Medicare, they're on a direct bill. And so those
and they're the ones that are actually paying a little bit more right now.
They were the ones that were paying more. Anybody who signed up in December or later, or anybody who had a higher income than $85,000 single or $170,000, are all paying the additional. They've stepped up to the
right.
$124,000, $125,000. And if in that high income area, their premium went up to as high as another $270
a month. It's quite a shock to many people. And
it could be just a one-time issue that happened 2 years ago. I sold some stock. I sold a piece of real estate, a raw land that I had always planned on building a vacation house or a new house, my retirement house, and then realized, I don't want to build out there. That's on the boonies. And so we sold it, but it's gone up a lot. You've had a big gain. And even though much of the gain didn't have a tax associated with it because you were in the 15% bracket, 0% capital gain bracket, this year you're finding out that because your adjusted gross income went up high, you're getting hit hard on your Medicare. And your income isn't all that high this year. It was 2 years ago that did it to you.
That's right. So you got to, again, this is all part of the planning process. If you're going to, if you have something, you're an unexpected big capital gain that could, in some instances, double your income, but only for 1 year, you're going to have to give some thought as to what that might do later on down the line with your Medicare premium if you're indeed taking Medicare.
I saw somebody who inherited an annuity. Well, that's tough to say. And they just cashed it out and they got a.
How big was the annuity?
The annuity was like $100,000, but yeah. It was an older individual's. They'd had it for a long time, and it had earned and it deferred quite a bit. And it had like $60,000-$70,000 of deferred gain, and that was enough to throw them over the threshold. And now that was 2 years ago. This year, they're all of a sudden, wait a minute. Well, the end of last year, they got the notice. I'm paying what for Medicare? My Medicare premium went up by $100 a month over and above the 120. Wow.
Well,
big increase.
And that's because of what had happened. And the reason it takes a couple of years is because they need to look at your tax return from, you know.
Well, what happens in 2016, the Social Security Administration, Medicare, isn't going to see this until they match up your tax return with what they paid you in this year.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen until at least 2018 probably, because you don't even file your return until 2017. And you may not file your return, especially complicated returns don't get filed until October of 2017 for 2016. So it's not until 2018 that you see an increase from the 2016 time horizon.
So if you have somebody, if you're talking to somebody or you've been dealing with somebody who has in one particular year or over a couple of years, some big gain, whatever it was, an inheritance. You said that somebody inherited an annuity and they decided to cash it out. And so that became fully taxable to them.
Yeah.
It became added to their adjusted gross income. You explain to them, you say, look, understand that by doing what you're doing, you could increase your taxes potentially today. In fact, you probably would. But then 2 years from now,
you're going to have an increase on the Medicare.
And I think that's something that a lot of people don't even think about.
That takes a lot of people by surprise, that increase, because it 2 years ago, what happened 2 years ago? That's ancient history already. All of a sudden, we're getting a notice, boom, big increase in our Medicare premium.
And you look back, you say, well, what happened? I said, well, nothing happened. Well, I sold a piece of land for, $80,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is, and I'm a single individual and,
pushing me over the 85,000 right. threshold.
Exactly.
Now, the curious thing is, there is a law that says the net check can't go down because of the Medicare premium going up, but only because of a cost of living allowance.
You're talking about your Social Security
check. My Social Security benefit check, the net check that I receive from Social Security, can't go down because of a premium increase due to CPI, due to cost of living adjustments. But my net check can go down due to this extra premium for the Medicare premium that wasn't CPI driven, although last year it happened. So last year, if you got hit by that high income thing, not only did you have to pay the additional premium,
but your net
you also had
down.
To pay the additional, you know, the new premium in the first place with the additional amount tacked on top. So it was like a $75 minimum increase year over year for Medicare Part B
right,
on that one area.
And their net check actually did wind up going down.
Right. Well, it went down quite a bit.
It did go down quite a bit. So, yes, understand that if you get a cost of living adjustment and it raises your
benefit check,
the Medicare premium cannot take it below what it was. I guess it can be the same.
It was the same for a lot of people.
But it cannot take it below. But what can take it below, once again,
this high income threshold
is the high income threshold. It's a lot. I understand that. And if you have questions on this, you can give us a call. 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Was there something else?
But it's all inflation. It's all a matter of dealing with, understanding, and preparing for.
Yes.
And planning for these inflationary hits that we do take.
That's right. And you never know what's going to hit. It's not just inflation. It can be taxes. I look at this thing, not, you know, these premiums.
It is a premium.
They're called premium, but you know what it is? To me, it's a tax. What's the difference?
Supreme Court said the Obamacare is a tax.
Well, there it is. It doesn't matter. It's coming out of my check, right? 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. We'll take phone calls and emails when we come back on the Buckett Strategy Investing Show.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Market strategy investing. We've got another hour coming up, so if you've got questions, we've got plenty of time to answer those, but not a whole lot of time this hour. So get your questions in right now. 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Money questions asked and, of course, answered by the Brain Trust here till the top of the hour and another hour just ahead. 877-PLANNER. We've also got emails to get to here. You want to email us, you go to our website, wealtheds.com. W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com. Let's go to Carol in Hodges, South Carolina. I will be 50 this year. Carol says, I'm single and do not have a 401k from any previous job. I've been an independent contractor for about 3 years. My income is less than $20,000. I have about $3,000 in savings and about $14,000 in checking. I pay about $96 a month for a whole life insurance policy to cover burial expenses. I would like to set up some kind of a retirement account. What would be my best course of action? An IRA? How would I set that up? So for Carol, what is the best course of action?
Well, this is a tough one. Setting up an IRA is probably going to be your best bet, and probably a Roth IRA. And one of the things that you have access to, you can open a Roth IRA. You can open it up at any bank, financial institution, brokerage company, that if you want, depending on how you want to invest the underlying assets. But the Roth IRA doesn't give you a current tax break. But if you actually do owe income taxes, if you put money into a Roth IRA, you're eligible for something known as the Savers Credit, the Retirement Savers Credit. The Retirement Savers Credit is for individuals with low income, and it is a tax credit. Unfortunately, it's not a refundable credit. It's a tax credit that would wipe out any potential taxes that you owe, income taxes that you owe. And so that way it's an incentive for you to put money into a retirement plan. And if you're making less than, call it $18,000, you said you're making less than 20, for every dollar you put into the Roth IRA or traditional IRA or 401k, any retirement plan for that matter, up to a maximum contribution of $2,000, you save 50 cents on that dollar as a credit. They will refund you a credit. They will wipe out your tax bill. So we would have to first look at, do you owe any taxes? And if so, we can put money into a retirement plan and wipe out those taxes. Now, the problem is, as you get down lower on the income scale, you don't owe a whole lot in taxes, so the credit isn't all that much. And as you get up higher than $18,000, the credit goes down pretty quickly. As the income is going up, as the taxes are potentially going up, the credit goes down very quickly.
You get phased out of it really quickly.
Right. Yeah. The credit is equal to 50% of the contribution, as I mentioned, up to $2,000. So it's a maximum credit of $1,000. However, the only people that can qualify for that are an individual that's making less than $18,300.
Is that an AGI or is
that's
that?
A single individual, AGI.
Yeah. Oh.
Which also means that you don't owe $1,000 in taxes. So it's kind of a...
It's not refundable, right?
It is not refundable. I wish it was for that purpose. So we have to look in, if you owe taxes, putting money in. Now, if you do owe some taxes and you want to wipe it out with this retirement savers credit and you're over the threshold, you may want to do a deductible traditional IRA because that does reduce your income for this purpose, and it will also make you potentially eligible for the retirement savers credit. And as we mentioned before, that 50% credit goes down to a 10% credit fairly quickly once you get over $18,000-$19,000. But it is a way to do it. Now, the question is, you have a whole life policy that you're paying $96 a month for to cover burial expenses. You also have $17,000 in cash right now. If we think that we're going to maintain that $17,000 in cash or thereabouts and even be able to potentially add to it through savings, through Roth IRAs and things of that nature, do you need, or should I say, will your family need more than $10,000, $15,000 for your burial expenses? Because otherwise, you're 50 years old. It's unlikely that you're going to pass away at any time in the future, unless you tell me differently.
You mean in the near future? It's 100% chance
in the near future.
Yeah.
Even in the 10, 50, even in 20 years, 70 is not all that old. So that $96 a month for that whole life that's probably in the $25,000 range isn't helping you at all. It would be helping your heirs, but right now you need to help you. And so we can, if we have enough money, if we start putting $2,000-$3,000 a year into a Roth IRA, it's not going to be that many years down the line that you'll have enough money to cover the expenses of a burial just from the Roth IRAs, tax-free at that too. So that $96 a month premium, I think you're probably going to be better off saving that into a savings and investment world rather than putting it into a whole life policy. Now, obviously, any insurance policy is a really good rate of return if you die in the near future. It's very, very tough to get $96 a month, $97, $98, to turn into X amount of dollars of death benefit if death occurs in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But if passing away, if it's a $10,000 policy, even a $25,000 policy, 20 years down the line, it's still $25,000. You've been putting $1,200 a year into it. If you've been doing that into your savings account, you'll be able to do better with it. If you're putting it into your Roth IRA, you have tax-free growth, less fees. I think you're better off looking at this from a different way. You have enough money to cover the burial expenses. You're going to save money. You will have enough to take the burden off of your family or heirs when you pass. Let's help you, and let's see if we can find something that may be more efficient from a savings and investment standpoint than that whole life policy.
All right, so we're maybe talking a little bit about cash flow here, but mainly the fact that she would need to get rid of this particular life insurance policy.
Right, and so we'd have to look at what the cash value is right now. I don't know how long she's had it. So there's lots of things. I don't want to just say get rid of it right away, but it is something to consider. Now, if it's got a lot of cash value in it, maybe she can cut back on the premiums and maintain
and allow that.
Allow
that to maintain the death benefit.
And let that be almost her emergency fund if she needs it. And on the other side, if you're having troubles funding the Roth IRAs, you have $14,000 in cash. I don't have a problem taking $6,500, unless you're going to need that $14,000 in the next year. I don't have a problem taking money out of that cash account that you have and putting it into a Roth IRA and using it in a cash account in a Roth IRA and then trying to rebuild both the Roth IRA and the emergency fund, if that's what it is, over time. The money in the Roth IRA, you can get to you can have access to it at any time, the current contributions. And it's not earning that much in the cash account that you have it in anyway. So just changing the account gets you started on it and helps you on your way towards creating the retirement that you may need.
Yeah, the $96 a month, I mean, I'm not sure that we would have to look at it, but I don't know that...
I don't know how old the policy is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the projected cash value growth is. You know, if it's an older policy, it probably is doing okay that we may be able to either use the cash value. Maybe the cash value is already five. It's... It's all a matter of what's the death benefit, what's the cash value. Let's see where we go from there.
Yeah, and it's too late to ask the question of whether or not she should have had one in the first place, but
she has it. Now let's figure out what's the best use of the money.
Let's deal with it. All right, we got another hour coming up. If you want the Brain Trust off the air, Professor Rick Plum, you can call him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. Talk to them about your strategy. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. One more hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.